The reaction at the moment is such that the voices of the youth was so loud that the leaders have been forced to listen. And the first we saw of that was when the finance bill was declared withdrawn, which, however, is not so easy. We all know that. And this is something that, again, the leaders must know. You cannot underestimate the youth. They are coming as a force that is very, very well informed, very focused. And we know that the bill can only be withdrawn once it goes back to Parliament and the National Assembly. It's proposed to the National Assembly to be withdrawn, and it also has a time limit. So even though the president stated that he had withdrawn it and it was he conceded, and basically we could call it maybe an olive leaf, it's a long way from becoming a reality. And the young people are very aware of this, and they are going to hold him accountable for that.
What are your thoughts about the participation of the Gen Z in pressuring the government to abandon the finance bill of this year?
I think I would do them an injustice if I said they participated. They have led the movement. It is their movement. We are just flanking the movement. We're on the sides. We're peripheral, and we're actually irrelevant to them because we didn't do the right thing by them. They are on the streets now because they feel they have no future. Not that their futures are threatened. They feel they have no future. I mean, the young people are carrying, banners saying the fear is gone, and another one saying we have nothing to lose, and they literally are saying that. And they're talking about the issues, and they're not just talking because they're angry and just letting their emotions run wild. They're focused. They're talking about what needs to happen, why they're involved, what is going wrong, what needs to change. They want their country back.
Dr. Umar, what about the demand for the resignation of the president? Do you think it's a realistic, objective demand from these young protesters that you said led this demonstration in view of the dictates of the Constitution?
In terms of whether it's realistic that they want the government to resign, the moment blood was shed, the moment a young person died, the moment a child died, because we have 5-year-olds who have been killed, a young child, a baby, 5 years old, 5 bullets in the back. So this child was running away. The moment that happened, the government lost its legitimacy. See? Because you cannot point a gun at your own people. You cannot take the army that is there to protect your people, to fight your people. You cannot take the police that is supposed to protect people and property to turn around and fight its own people. A leader without a people is not a leader.
Do you see other African youth or the Gen Zs taking a cue from what is happening in Kenya? Because there have been a lot of unrest among a lot of youth in Africa.
From the podcast, the conversations that are happening online, there are a lot of young people joining from all over the continent, giving their views, thanking the Kenyans for showing them the way, thanking the Kenyans for having the courage to finally say no. And I think it will encourage them to start asking what is the situation that they have and what can they do to improve their futures. Because one of the things we do at our foundation, we say that you are your future. You determine your future. Participate, take responsibility, and be accountable. And that is what the young people in Kenya are doing. And I think this is not a threat. It's not violent. I keep saying the young people did not want to, were not even thinking about, getting rid of government. All they were saying is they were opposing a bill. If the government had listened to them, because they don't want to govern really, they want good governance, but they don't want to overthrow the government. But now what has happened is that they've realized that the government is not listening to them. So if you're not listening to the people who have put you in government, then they don't want you, and they have a right to get rid of you. They have a right to say, no, we don't want you because we will get the same old, and they're not willing. They want their country back. They do not want to be pushed away to go abroad to do the menial work. And the governments, if I talk of the whole continent, the governments need to listen.
Before you go, let me ask you if perhaps you have the crystal ball. What do you see happening in the next week or month to come based on the reaction of the youth about issues of governance in Kenya and perhaps Africa as a whole?
If I could predict the future, I would be able to answer the question. For now, all I know is the young people are very angry. Blood was shed. Innocent young people, innocent children were killed. And the young people are not going to let that ride. They're not going to accept this. So accountability is now what is being demanded. And if this accountability does not happen, the young people will not stop. This is what I think. They have nothing to lose. Like I said, the fear is gone. They have nothing to lose.